The Second Amendment. Listening exercise. Samantha is a mother and a member of the school board. Listen to what she has to say.
On a day-to-day basis, it has not been very controversial. People use common sense. I have watched where principals have dealt with things. After the school shootings, you have to look at the world a little different. All of a sudden, our situation has changed. It was something that had not happened before. But now, it is not just at Columbine. It has happened at Red Lake and whatever. And there are people out there who are obviously disturbed, and you have to protect those few people. There has to be protection. I wonder why this happens, especially in the States, and I really don't know. I think we have a lot of unhealthy families in our culture. I think we glorify violence. We have a lot of violence that kids see from a young age. They see it on TV, movies, video games. I think parents filter less from their kids than they did a generation ago. If you have a movie that is rated R and the parents want to go see it, and they bring very young children with them. I have just read an article in the paper. It was a movie where people were blowing others' brains out. There were these families with their children, not blinking their eyes. I think that we feed the kids onto this culture, and they just don't know what to do with it. Guns are available. Often people are not taking care of them and locking them up. They have an unhealthy attitude about how guns are used and how they use them as adults, and probably you could make patterns to the kids who are doing the shootings. They have access. We have also encountered at Columbine that the kids get access via the internet to guns. Maybe they don't have a concept of what they are doing. They are obsessed with it. In some cases, it has been people who have been hurt themselves. They have a lot of pain, and they are looking for a way to respond to that pain.